Hey everybody, Cotton here. Before we get into the show, there's a little bit of housekeeping we need to do. At one point during this episode, the audio cuts out for just a brief minute. And when that happens, I'm going to edit in a little static, so if you hear that, that's the situation. When it cuts out, we are talking about Agora Brewing and the mead he brought to Childerberg. So, considering we lost a little bit of that discussion, I just want to give him a shout out here. It was really good, and y'all should follow him on Twitter. It will be in the show notes. Also, I want to mention we have a new intro, which you will be hearing in just a second. And I want to give a shout out to Ghost of Rebellion of Anarchy Proper Podcast, who did this intro for us. If you like what you hear, and you're thinking you would like some music for a project of your own, please check out his Twitter. It will be in the show notes, or you can look up Ghost of Rebellion on Twitter. Awesome guy. So thank y'all for listening, and enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Dissecting Liberty podcast. I'm joined for the first time live by Cotton Arkist himself.
Howdy.
We're both sitting on my couch here in Central Texas, post-Childerberg.
That's right.
And this episode, we're just going to kind of talk about our experience at Childerberg, getting to hang out with a bunch of awesome libertarians. And So Cotton here, he's going to tell us some a little bit about his trip.
So I left early. I left Friday morning. Childerberg didn't officially start until Saturday. I left early because I didn't know, you know, it was maybe a 9-hour drive to Austin from where I'm at. So I didn't want to leave Saturday and get there late and miss out on some stuff. So I messaged with Jared from Tasting Anarchy, who organized the whole shindig a good bit. And
Jacob,
what did I say?
You said Jared. You're thinking Peaceful Anarchy.
But wait, okay, the Jared thing.
Wait, Peaceful Treason.
the problem is there are 18 million Jareds.
Too many Jareds.
Yeah. But so I was messaging with Jacob, and he said, yeah, there's probably going to be some people on Friday night. And so I make the drive, and the first person I meet out there is Barbary of on Twitter, Michael Barbary.
Yep.
So he was the first person out. I was the second, and he's an awesome dude. Shout out to him.
He was wearing a kilt the second day I was there.
He was wearing a kilt when I rolled up.
Mad respect.
And he has you can look up his profile picture. He's got like the mutton chop-esque mustache.
Do you know Dr. Eggman from the Sonic?
No, I'm not a nerd.
Okay, well, I'll pull it up here.
I think, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about Jim Carrey, right?
What? No.
Yeah, he played that dude in the Sonic movie.
Oh, I haven't watched the Sonic movie.
No.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
This is him right here.
Yeah, that's kind of what Barbary looks like, man. He's a cool dude. He brought us some mead that he had made, and it was really good. And so then Maddie K comes by. Shout out to Maddie K and his podcast, Erase the State. Did you get to meet him?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Not actually from Pennsylvania.
We had a great time. And then I think after that, Jacob showed up. And we hung out for a good bit. And Rollo came at a certain point in there. Shout out to Rollo. And I think that was everybody that was there the first night.
And Joe, maybe. I know he was there the second day.
Man, that part of the thing is, like, it's so out of the ordinary. We did so much stuff, and there's still in kind of the COVID mindset, all the days kind of run together.
Yeah.
So, like, we hang out, and then the second day, the weather was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And we were right on the Colorado River. The campsite was right on the Colorado River. And so, like, we were going swimming and hanging out and drinking too much. And Agora Brewing came out.
Yeah.
And brought his meads. And I'll go ahead and rank his meads from my least favorite to my worst favorite. I've discussed this with him many times by now. He had a cranberry mead, which a lot of people liked, that was not my favorite. I can see how people would like it, but it just didn't really tickle my fancy. And then he had a like an apple cinnamon mead that was really, really good. Just regular honey mead that was delicious. And that was like his Free Ross brand. And then he had a Boogaloo one. I don't remember.
Boogaloo juice.
Yeah, I don't remember what flavor that was. Because the cranberry was the blood of tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
The apple, he didn't have a name for. I don't remember what the Boogaloo, or I guess that was the cranberry. No, that was the blood of tyrants. I don't remember. He had Boogaloo juice with all these Boogaloo memes, and they were fun to look at. And then he had a kick and or punch in the dick,
yeah,
which was this jalapeno vodka, or I'm sorry, mead. And it was great. It was definitely my favorite. So shout out to him, and if y'all are coming to Childeberg next year, get in touch with Agora Brewing and order some bottles. It all goes to Free Ross, and good mead and a good cause and a good dude. So meeting him was awesome. Talked to him a whole bunch. Meeting Rollo was awesome. I talked to him a whole bunch. I think Carr came out the second day in the afternoon. Carr Campit from Friends Against Government.
He was there the end of the second day.
Yeah. And
I got there the second day.
Yeah.
Right. And I pull up and I had found the campsite by like looking for Cotton's tent. Right. He had sent me a photo of the campsite, and he had like just a sliver of his tent in the corner of the photo. And so I'm like, we're driving, my fiance and I are driving around looking for this tent, and then we finally found it. We pull up and we're just kind of looking over, you know, what's going on. And so I get out of the car, and Rollo, like, he gets up from his chair and he walks towards me, and he's like, "Are you here for, or are you looking for the cult?" And that's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah. So then we got to hang out, and that was a lot of fun. I think it was the next day Jacob finally decided it was time to make use of the wine van. And so we went to, if you've been looking at, let me give, before I do that, let me just give a few shout outs. I'm going to my official Childeberg Dose attendees list. And if you protested to being on the list, you're not getting a shout out. So, Gavin Luckett 2, these are all the @s. Gavin Luckett 2, Sovereign Hodlnot, or @ BTCJSON1. He was an awesome dude. Talked to him about Bitcoin a ton. @ Barbariov mentioned him. @ Agora Brewing mentioned him. @ Doofus Anarchist, who I've interacted a lot with on Twitter and got to meet him, and that was awesome.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Let's see. Luke Webster, or Luke Evan Webster. Wasn't familiar with him, got to meet him, and we followed each other, and that's awesome. Got to meet Dino Files.
That guy's a smart guy.
Yeah, yeah, he was a lot of fun. He's very cool. And then got to meet both of the
Peaceful Treason.
Peaceful Treason guys. Jared or Fret Friendly and Will, aka I'm gonna put these in the show notes. I'm not gonna try to read some of y'all's dumbass. But Jared or Will I is got to meet Eric Laprise.
Very cool guy.
Orthazar. Hung out with him a ton. Or he might have been the third person to show up or the fourth person. And Maddie K. And Carr and Rollo. And there were other people that I didn't get ats from and stuff. But it was funny because every now and again somebody would show up and be like, hey, is this the group that hates the government? is this where we hate it? We shit on the government, you know, or is this the cult? You know, it was fun, and they hang out for like a couple hours and then head out. So it was, let's see, Jacob Mason from Tasting Anarchy, both the Peaceful Treason guys, Rollo, Carr, Hoddle Knot, Eric Laprise, I think. And some other people, I forget. And we went to this brewery called Iron Wolf. And if you follow any of these people, you might have seen some Iron Wolf posting. And I'm thinking that's becoming the new cult. Because, like, everybody's super hot on Iron Wolf. And it's funny. So we went to this distillery... And there's just this guy that makes all his own stuff, and we tried like his let's see, he had just a regular vodka, which was good, a regular gin, which was good. He had a bourbon, and I wasn't super hot on it because I'm not a big bourbon guy. And then we got into like the specialty stuff. He had a white rum that he aged in whiskey barrels. So it had kind of or bourbon barrels, and it had kind of an interesting taste. And then we got into the interesting stuff. He had this vodka called Giddy Up, and it was a horseradish vodka, and it was so good. It was delicious. Every person I explain it to says it's disgusting, but everyone that was there loved it. And then we had it in like Bloody Marys, and it was just the best Bloody Mary that I ever had. He had this butterscotch vodka or a whiskey that was delicious, and then he had the cinnamon whiskey that was delicious, but it wasn't sweet like Fireball, and it was great. And we loved the dude, and like everybody's convinced he's an anarchist. Just because he was all about, you know, oh yeah, we named it Iron Wolf because we're tough like iron, and we're, you know, wolves, so we're in the pack, but we're also, you know, do our own things, you know. And I mean, he was a cool dude. He loved what he did. He made good products, and it was a great time. Then we went to a winery, and that was fun to hang out. Half the people didn't go to the winery, and we left it mostly to Jacob and Mason. But and then that night, it rained very heavily, and we all got into the wine van to hide from the rain. And that's when I tweeted a tweet that got moderately big, I guess, while I was out there, of like just this ominous picture of the wine van in the dark, and then just a hand print in the condensation on the van. That was Jacob's hand. But yeah, we were hiding out from the rain and drinking and hanging out in the wine van talking.
It rained like crazy. Like, it started raining right after we left.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, we were trying to drive in it, and we were going like at least 10 miles under the speed limit. It was,
oh yeah,
yeah,
like I had to, I hate, like, I'm a very experienced camper, and I'm a very experienced like primitive camper, But whenever it rains, I just panic because I'm like, oh no, all my stuff's going to get wet. I'm going to have to drive somewhere and wash it and dry it, and it's going to be a pain in the ass. And then my tent's going to be wet, and I'm not going to be able to sleep in it. So I'm lucky enough, I just got a new SUV. And so when the rain died down, taking a picture, when the rain died down, I went and I got all my stuff. I moved everything in my car so I could make room to sleep. And I moved all of my important stuff out of my tent. And everyone was like, you know, damn, Cotton's going crazy. But I mean, then I just slept in my car from that point, and my tent is still wet in a trash bag on the balcony of the Airbnb. But that was fun. We did a lot of bro bonding in the wine van as it was raining, misting it up. It's not what it sounds like, but
Steamy in the wine van.
It got very steamy in the wine van.
Is it like that scene from Titanic?
Yeah.
When people, that's where the handprint came from.
When people would walk up, we'd shake the van. and then after that, I think we just hung out a whole lot. Did a ton of, that's weird. Mm. Did a ton of, swimming in the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm.
And, got to put, you know, names to faces to all these people.
That was a fun aspect of Childerberg. You'd ask mm-hmm. someone their name, and then they'd immediately give you their username from Twitter.
Yeah. And you're like, oh.
Like, oh, I know you.
Yeah. My buddy I'm with, who was not clued in on this whole scene, he saw a couple of people, I would say, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, and they're like, oh, cool, nice to meet you, what's your at? And I said, I'm Cotton Arcus, and they're like, oh, man, and he was like, wow, there's something to this, but that was really cool, even the people I don't interact with as much, but you know, I hear and I see, it was cool to meet. And the people I interact with a lot, it was cool to meet. And then people I didn't know about, I met, you know, and now we've been interacting a whole lot since I got back. And, it's been a very rewarding experience. And then after we left town, everybody went and bought a bunch of Iron Wolf and, been posting pictures of it the entire time. And it was kind of weird, to like get back and to see all this, Minnesota stuff going on.
Yeah.
Cause that kind of overpowered the after Childer talk. So that's been kind of weird. Jacob has been doing a good job with the Childerberg account since retweeting stuff and keeping everybody updated.
I gotta say that bringing my fiance to Childerberg was really cool because she hasn't really... we've been to a Ron Paul event together,
yeah.
But she hasn't really been able to interact like in person. And I mean, to be honest, I haven't either. But mm-hmm. you know, I generally know that people are cool,
yeah,
just from interactions on Twitter and talking to people. But for her, I think it was a good experience. You know, she found out that, yeah, sure, anarchists are weirdos, but they're also really friendly people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, it's we had good conversations, and it was definitely a good experience for both of us, but especially her, I think. And that was a really good part of Childerberg for me personally. And then yeah, it's just everyone there, just great folks. Especially like Carr, I only got to talk to him for a few minutes, but like he kind of struck me as being like a really genuine, guy, very friendly. He was like asking me about, how I got into libertarianism, and that's not something, you know, like people ask you, but he was genuinely interested, I could tell, and it, like I was really impressed by that. He's a good guy. There's, you know, a lot of good people.
Yeah, and like whenever I listen to the Rollo and Slappy show and hear Rollo or he's doing something else, he's usually talking about some pretty heady stuff, having to do with Bitcoin and economics. And it was really fun. Like we had a good time, and it was really fun just shooting the shit with him and cutting up. There was a lot of cutting up going on.
Yeah, and then I remember when we were talking to Agora Brewing about Mead, and he was fundraising for Free Ross, and he ended up beating everyone in the fundraising, but he was like genuinely excited about raising the money. He's like sitting there, and he's like, "Wow, this is like great! Like we're gonna raise so much money. I'm so excited about this!" And like it was like really cool to just see that genuine excitement, you know, like for him putting forth that effort to raise that money.
And it was good too. He had some really good meat, and I got one of his Vote for Nobody stickers.
I got 5.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, one's going on my truck.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Nothing on the Mustang, because you don't put stickers on sports cars.
Oh, okay. Well, then, okay. Well, yeah, and then I bought one of those, and then the Peaceful Treason guys gave me, like, Jared came out with a ton of stickers. He's like, "Hey, man, you want 50? You know, and I'm like, "Sure." One of those is currently on my broken computer. He has one that is a peace symbol, a full tank indicator,
okay,
a tree, and a sun. So peace, full, tree, sun.
That's fine.
And I thought that was innocuous really enough good. To put it on my computer.
They actually had their own shirts.
They did, yeah. Yeah. They were great guys. We hit it off. We're going to have to get them on the show. But yeah, it was awesome meeting all these people and getting to hang out, even with some of the bad weather. Everybody was really cool. Excuse me. And I mean, the I don't know, I guess it's the Texas thing. The rainstorms.
Like, yeah, they just
hit super hard, and then...
Yeah.
Because, like, the weather would be gorgeous, and then 4 hours later, you know, we were underwater.
Well, that's what we say in Texas. I mean, it's probably not all that original, but yeah, it's if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
We say the exact same thing in Louisiana.
Yeah.
It was hot, but it was not to me nearly as hot as Louisiana can be.
Mm.
And I mean, I felt bad for excuse me, it's past my bedtime, man. I felt bad for Barbary of, who...
Oh, yeah.
He drove down...
From North Dakota.
Man. I mean, that's dedication right there. He says he's not going to do it anymore.
He was a happy camper, but he was also not a happy camper. He's not used to the heat.
Oh, yeah. Like, I would ask him, like, "How are you doing as far as the heat goes?" And he's like, "Oh, man, I'm dying." But yeah, that was fun. And then it was also nice to just hop into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever.
That was great water.
Oh yeah. It was a lot of fun, and Jared brought out his kayaks, and man, that was great. I'm not sure what much else to say about it. Like, it was not nearly as much happened that Jacob planned a lot more than we were able to do. Like, he was planning, you know...
Yeah, the volleyball net set up.
Yeah, nobody played.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, he was planning comedy sets from, like, Robbie the Fire, and All That Remains was going to come and play a show.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't able to happen, but...
Because of the COVID stuff.
But... It probably turned out as good as it could have, which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I came into this, I'd been planning for this for a long time. I'd been messaging Jacob forever, asking questions. I came in with high expectations, and it still exceeded all of them. Like, it was just a great time.
Yeah, I mean, we got to come in for two days, was it Saturday and Sunday? And Saturday comes around, and she was asked, and my fiance was asking me, are we going to, you know, come back tomorrow? And this is before we got there. And I'm like, yeah, maybe, we'll see, you know, depends if they're all a bunch of weirdos or not. Yeah. And so, but no, it was great. And we ended up coming the next day and enjoying the water and enjoying the company.
Yeah. And you want to talk about YAL?
Yeah.
So, YAL, Young Americans for Liberty, we went and they
this
gave
us... This is Friday.
Yeah, this is Friday.
The 29th.
They gave us a tour. I don't know what the guy's name is.
Yeah, I'm bad with names.
Brandon? Brandon Bork. Yeah. Gave us a tour, and that was a lot of fun. I met a couple of those people there before. Diego, who I had met, wasn't there. Cliff, the president, I met briefly in New Orleans, wasn't there. But it was a cool outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Like basically what they do for y'all that don't know is they find people with, libertarian values, like tell them exactly what, They enunciate.
You talk about the state reps and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They enunciate those to the reps. Like, this is, like, you know, you need to be pro-Second Amendment. This is before they even win. You need to be this, 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 and that.
Yeah.
And then, so, they knock on doors, canvassing for these people that are running.
Yeah. They have them complete a survey.
Yeah.
To make sure that they're, that they have the prerequisite,
yeah,
values.
And and then, like, let's say, okay, so they get them elected, and so here's an interesting thing that happens. They had this big wall of people that they had helped elect, and they also had the number of doors that they had knocked on.
They had 56.
Yeah. It was a lot, all around the country. And then there was one in the middle of the wall with a big red X.
Yep.
And Brandon was like, you know, so I guess you're wondering what the big red X is for. And everyone's like, yeah. And he's like, do you remember what the... Oh, it was to ban plastic bags.
Yeah, up in, what was it, Vermont, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Vermont. This guy was... they saw that there was a bill to ban plastic bags. And they had called this guy that they had helped elect and said, hey, this is a really bad bill. We want you to vote against it.
Yeah, they're in constant contact with all these people.
And then, so this guy, I forget his name, goes, well, you know, my constituents might really like that. And they said, and they explained to him, you know, this is not the agreement they had. Or this, he's not supporting small government libertarian values.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, okay. And then they look and they see he voted for it to ban the plastic bags. So he's out of the club, and they send a message to their other reps and say, hey, you know, Joe Blow in Vermont.
This is what happens.
Yeah, this is what happens. And, I mean, they kind of blackball him. And then a bunch of people, Brandon said a bunch of other people in the organization messaged him back saying, hey, this is great. You know, there are all these groups and...
You're holding people accountable.
Holding people accountable, which, you know, doesn't happen ever in the sphere of politics.
Imagine that.
Yeah. But it's a cool... and then, like, the other... It seems to me that the other major wing of their operation is fighting for free speech on college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
They're constantly... sending, like, if something they're doing gets shut down. Like, let's say they organize a Second Amendment.
What was it? He was saying that they do professional entrapment.
Yeah, he said professional entrapment, basically. Like, they'll go to Berkeley and do a Second Amendment thing. And if they get shut down, they'll then send a cease and desist or something along those lines.
They'll get them on camera and stuff.
Yeah. And they'll sue them. And they do this fairly regularly. And I mean, hell, all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, what was it? They said that they had, it was like a 1 million, like nearly 250,000 students could now, like, exercise their free speech on campus.
Yeah.
Because of the different suits that they had won.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. I assumed I had more to say about Trilgerberg than I actually did.
No. We got half an hour here. It's late at night for you, I guess.
I'm a boomer, so.
That's true. Very
well,
true.
Well, so.
Hot, Cotton got to handle an AK.
I did get to handle an AK. I did get to handle an AK, and it felt very interesting.
Very interesting. Well, interesting? That's all you got?
Very interesting.
Okay, all right.
Well, I didn't shoot it. I mean.
Okay, fair enough. We can go out in the backyard.
I'm sure
the neighbors don't mind.
Let's do it, man. But, I mean, it felt different, you know? Like, it had a very different feel. And, you know, I'm excited to shoot one soon. Hopefully when... Because I know someone that owns one, and I was going to, but he did a pretty major lockdown with this quarantine stuff. So hopefully pretty soon I'll be able to meet with him. Man, there was something else I was gonna mention. How was your day?
It was great.
It was great?
It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah. Easy day at work. Easy only day. Work till noon so we can go to the YAL.
Oh, I remember what I was gonna mention. I had only been to Austin once before in my life for a wedding, a cousin's wedding. And I was young. I was like maybe 8 years old. And I wasn't old enough to appreciate the beauty of this land.
Mm.
I mean, it is really gorgeous. It reminds me a lot of Colorado, except it's hot. But
yeah, there's that.
But it reminds me a hell of a lot like Colorado. But it's gorgeous, especially the campsite.
Mm-hmm.
When we were driving out to, or when I was driving out to YAL, I don't know what y'all saw, but like that area around their headquarters.
That part of West Austin. Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
That was gorgeous.
There's a lot of money over in West Austin.
I can tell.
We didn't even get to the part where there's
the
like
swanky
the parts. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it was nice where we were, but we didn't get to the residential areas. But yeah, very beautiful right there.
Man, it was gorgeous. And if I had to imagine, like compared to Colorado, I bet it's a little bit cheaper out here. But I don't know. Colorado's a hot spot right now.
I gotta say, I was happy that the YAL building did not have a 30-06 or 30-07 sign.
Yeah,
because I told my fiance in the car, like, hey, if there's a sign, just don't say anything. Like, but no, they're I mean, I don't know how much how much say they have in that, because
mm-hmm.
I'm sure I think they share a building, but
yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. And then we got there, and I brought this up while we were there. Not one person was wearing a mask.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, it felt like if you had walked in there, you know, last December or something, it would have been the exact same. And they had a Boogaloo flag.
Yeah, I saw that. They had the Hawaiian stripes and I think they had the big igloo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was on
great
there.
bunch of people, very friendly.
Yeah.
They're doing good work there. They're reaching a lot of people. And my fiance was talking about it on the drive home that she wanted to check out the local chapter. and see what's up.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
We might be at the YAL convention, maybe.
In August.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, they got a lot of stuff going on. They're bringing in some really good speakers.
Yeah. So we might do that.
Yeah, I think they said that, I mean, they have a, they're setting up a podcast studio in there.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, we'll talk to them, but they seem like they were open to cooperating and helping us out. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try to open up a correspondence with Brandon. But yeah, so that's Childeberg. And if you didn't come, you're a loser.
Yes, and totally. I'm
particularly looking at the burning boots. That's right. Yes. They are both fake and gay.
Yeah, canceling the seemingly last minute.
Well, you know,
very sad. Very sad. Poor showing. Poor showing on their part.
But you know, if y'all didn't come out this year, I think y'all really. I mean, I don't.
Derek could have brought his AK.
Derek does. Derek. I don't.
He
I
has
don't
think, an AK now.
Really?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he have an AR?
I thought he was a man. He wants an AK. I
thought he was a man.
Niet. He wants an AK. That was a terrible Russian accent. Usually I do better, but...
But, you know, this was a real special group, and it was a real special time because it was very intimate.
Like, again, not talking about Burning Boots. They are not special.
No, well, I mean, they are, but like kind of...
Well, but in a retarded way.
In a retarded way, exactly. Yes. Yeah, but it was very intimate, and
we can have the wine van, and they can show up in the short bus.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah, but I mean, it was a small group. You know, we all got to hang out a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got to talk to everybody because before it was going to be real big.
Did you guys get the canvas set up again?
No,
or was it? Yeah, it was just gone after it tore.
Yeah, it was just gone. We had some canvas up to shield us from some rain. And then eventually it just soaked and just completely collapsed.
Yeah, too much weight.
But next year is probably going to be pretty big.
Yeah,
and
that's my guess.
It's I'm glad I was here for this one. And you know, really big shout out to Jared from Tasting Anarchy, who worked really hard to make it happen.
Jacob, man.
Damn, I'm bad with names. When I was talking to him in person, I never called him Jared, and I never called Jared Jacob. So, it's only when I'm podcasting.
Well, it's like the Matrix or Agent Smith.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of Agent Smith. It's all the Jareds. They're a bunch of Feds.
Exactly.
That's who the Fed was this year. Well, except you want to say Carr's the Fed.
Well, right? We all decided Carr was the Fed, yeah. and he confessed too.
Oh, okay. Well, it makes sense now.
In hindsight. But yeah, shout out to Jacob who made it happen because he had a plan A, B, and C.
Yeah.
And so this was the fourth choice.
Fourth one, yeah.
I mean, he worked really hard to make it happen. And we raised, I don't know what the total was.
600, I think.
600?
Just about.
We raised for Free Ross. And, got to see all these people you talk to all the time in person. And I got the Rona, I'm sorry. And you
brought it into my apartment.
Yeah, I did.
That's great. Awesome.
At least I coughed in the opposite direction. You know, I don't know what else you want me to do.
Now it's just in the air. You saw that that simulation that they had?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, there's this simulation, this computer simulation where someone sneezes or coughs or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and then it's just this massive
cloud
of you know, coronavirus. Totally, like someone made that up. But yeah.
Have you seen the infrared fart?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I love that video.
Oh, man.
But it was a good time, you know, come next year or you're fake and gay. I mean, you know, get to meet us. I'm definitely coming next year. You said you're going to camp next year.
I am going to camp next year. This year I didn't have a tent.
Yeah.
Or desire to get rained on.
Hey, it was fun.
No, yeah.
You know, we got intimate in the wine van. We spilled all our secrets got to know each other very well.
Well then, okay. Who all was in the wine van?
Let's see. It was Jacob.
All right.
And Jared.
Hmm.
Me.
Noted homosexual, you.
Okay. Yeah, and damn right. And I know Anarcho Doofus was there. His friend Jared was there, who I think he has a Twitter. I think we followed each other, but I don't remember it. But shout out to him. See another Jared.
Shout out to that random guy.
To Jared. No, we hung out a whole bunch. He was awesome.
All right.
Orthozar was in there, I think.
Did I meet him? Because I don't think I did.
He was there the entire time. Like he was like the fourth person to get there on Friday, and then he was like one of the last ones to leave.
Okay, I met Maddie. Okay, the first five people I met were you, Maddie, Kay, Rollo, Joe, who I don't, he's Joe on Twitter, but I haven't found him.
No.
And then Michael of Barbary. And you guys were the five there. And I got there.
I don't know.
I don't know if I met him.
He was a cool dude.
I've seen him on Twitter.
Yeah. We had good times in the wine van. So come next year, maybe you can have good times in the wine van. Steam it up. You know, there was a lot of, let's just say that there was a lot of steam and quite a lot of IPAs flowing in the wine van.
All right.
I know. It was a good time. But yeah. Awesome, awesome. I can't wait till next year already. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It ended way too soon.
Definitely. You realize what you've been missing out on when you're not getting to hang out with a bunch of libertarians.
Oh yeah. And I mean, just,
and like the anarchist variety for the most part.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was just, you know, you chat with these people on Twitter all the time and then you actually get to meet them in person
and they're actually more cool.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was awesome. I can't oversell it enough, or I can't sell it enough. It was just the best time.
Mm.
I mean, I am incredibly excited for next year. And I'm excited, hopefully next year can be what Jacob had originally planned for this year. And like Scott Horton can come out, and Pete Quinones can come out, and Robbie the Fire can come out. And
yeah. Bird.
Bird, yeah. I tried to get Bird to, I mean, I don't know, he might have thought I was joking, but I was like, hey, Skype into Childerberg.
Hey.
And I mean, I could have hotspot my phone and we could have made it work, but he didn't get back to me. I don't know. I can see if I were in that situation, that might have just, like, if I were kind of bummed I couldn't go, that may have just kind of increased it. But
yeah.
But it was awesome.
But yeah, there's next year.
Always next year. Assuming we don't have COVID part two.
Oh, we will.
Well, I guess let's wrap up. I don't have all much right. else to say about it.
Sounds good. Yeah, so this is Liberty Zero reminding you to zero your rifle.
And this is Cotton reminding you to pick cotton voluntarily.